Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions. Explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives. Access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-host, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett's coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. Nice to talk to you.
And if you want to be listening by phone, you can call in at 716-748-0150. However, if you also want to join us in the conversation and talk to us live, you can call 888-627-6008. So I want to be clear, the listen by phone number is 716-748-0150. So if you want to step away from your device or just call in, that's 716-748-0150. But if you want to talk to us live, because we have some really interesting things we're going to be sharing today, call in and ask us questions on 888-627-6008. And today on Conscious Conversations, we're talking about groups and consciousness. So groups can be supportive and groups can help raise your awareness and they can help move you forward, but groups can also limit you. So we're asking the question today, how can you stay with groups that you like to be a part of and yet not be held back by them?
And I think it's also about the power of the individual, Joan. And,
yes.
And you know, we sometimes think, oh, that's great. He's leading the group and he can handle it and do this. And we have to really remember that each of us are powerful and that's why we do our business with heart-centered awareness, because in that state, you are affecting all those in your world too. And you don't have to leave it up to the other guy to transform lives. You can be doing it. So we want to talk all about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because, you know, when you come from the perspective of consciousness, we're all leaders in our own lives. And so, you know, it is about stepping up and speaking up and claiming your power as well, that inner power.
Definitely.
Yeah. I want to remind you that we love to hear from you, and email us and also join us on Facebook and Twitter. At Joan Newcomb. Oh, that's me. That's my Twitter. You can join me on Twitter. Join me on Twitter because I am lots of fun. But also you can join the group on Twitter at Joan and Janet. And you can also join us on Facebook. That's also Joan Newcomb or Janet Barrett's on Facebook. And also the group is on Facebook, Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Yeah. Oh, you know what? We have an announcement for the boys and girls that are listening today that we are going to be changing our broadcast day and time. So if you are tuning into us live, we are going to be changing in November to Tuesday mornings at 11 o'clock Pacific time. It works better for our lives and our schedules. You can always catch us on demand, and you can always catch us on YouTube. So we're always there. But to call us live will now be on Tuesday mornings at 11 o'clock Pacific time. We might get some people calling us, you know, from dinner time in England, you know.
You never know. This does go worldwide, which is just fascinating to me how people everywhere can be listening in. So it's so enjoyable. So let's see. And we've got stuff on our websites that we need to mention and get our announcements out of the way. And then we can get on with what we want to talk about.
Yes, but I love talking about our announcements. Announcements are really important to me. So, and we have some important things actually coming up this week. So tomorrow... you want to tell them about the Conscious Conference call?
Tomorrow, 7 p.m. Pacific. So wherever you are in the world and you want to join in, look us up then. And get a hold of us at Conscious with Joan and Janet joanandjanet@gmail.com, I think it is. Yes. And be part of the group. This is a chance for all you that are not local to either Joan or I to join in and do exactly what we're pretty much doing now, and but really get your own input going in there. And it has been delightful and rather profound and awe-inspiring and fun the last several times we've done this. And I want to invite everyone who does sign up, if you can't join us, Joan's going to send you a recording of it so you can listen in. But every those shows are very much geared towards what's going on with the individuals who participate. So that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a small group experience, and you are co-creating it, whether or not you're able to join us live or listen to it later. So highly encourage you to participate and experience that group growth. Also, we have coming up this weekend, we are going to be on stage together. We are going to be doing a Consciousness Technologies workshop at Crystal Voyage, and that is this Sunday, October 18th. Crystal Voyage is in Tacoma, and it's going to be at 1:30 to 3:30.
4:30.
That's right. You like to go longer than I am. Okay. I'll be sitting up the last hour drinking water and watching Janet go to town. And you had there's an early decision discount of $5 if you call if you join us or sign up prepay in advance. It's only $45. So that is just a really tremendous deal. So
And we're going to be talking about what consciousness is, give everybody a foothold on that and a new way to engage making change in your life. So it's really taking all that we present on the show and condensing it down. And then Joan's got some great techniques to really accelerate, because consciousness and the whole concept and everything is accelerating. So we're just matching energies. So it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a lot of participatory stuff.
It is. It'll be a lot of fun, and you and I were working on the curriculum that we're putting out, this is our debut experience together, and then we'll probably be taking this on the road because we are famous, and it's actually a really it was a lot of fun, but it also felt like it was really powerful. So Tacoma. Fasten your seatbelts. Joan and Janet will be in you on Sunday.
So, let's see. We have other stuff, but do we need to get into our topic right away or what? Where are we at?
I'm happy to keep talking about the things that I have.
Okay, everybody. So listen up, because we want to get through these, because we got a great show today. This is really powerful stuff.
Yes, Janet, but also this is an opportunity for people to also get to know us offline as well.
Oh, totally. I totally respect
that. And meet us face to face. And so actually, Janet and I are into this thing called meetup.com, and we are doing our consciousness conversations all up and down the Pacific Northwest now. Janet does it every week on Tuesdays in Portland, and I'm doing it in Seattle, Tacoma, and the Olympia area. So the most recent one coming up for that is Janet on Tuesday, and then in Seattle on the 25th of October, and then in November in both Lacey and Tacoma. So you can find out what we're doing when on our websites, and my website is joan-newcomb.com, and Janet's is?
Oh, what is my website? JanetandBeyond.com. Everybody, you got to get Joan's webinar she's got going there for accessing unseen help for your life. I don't know, life, health, and business. She's got a great thing going there. So
I've got two different things. So if anybody wants to have a preview of what I'm, or you know what, actually, if you're not able to physically attend the workshop on Sunday with Janet and myself, I do have a webinar version of that available online at my website on consciousness techniques is what I call mine. And then the accessing unseen help for your life, health, and business is actually working with the unseen energies on the other side to do things more effortlessly in life and achieve success in your life, health, and business.
Yeah, definitely good stuff.
And, you know, if they go to your website, Janet, don't they get a special bonus prize for signing up to your newsletter?
Yeah, call it that. Sure. If you sign up, because both Joan and I have great blogs. I'm going to admit that to you. Okay, everybody out there, if you haven't signed up for our blogs, our weekly blogs, hers goes out on Fridays, mine goes out on Monday. And if you sign up on my website, you get a $25 discount off for on your first session you might want with me. And then I have a checklist of 10 top tips for enjoying life. And there's more than that on there. So be sure and at her website and at mine and join us, because life is fascinating. And it's always nice to hear an approach to life that's maybe a little different, but I think you can hear the sincerity and the non-judgmental, the state of grace that we look to always embody when we work with people. And I appreciate that so much in Joan and in myself. I mean, I really like to provide that for people. So you'll get part of that when you sign up. So please do so. And you know, I think I've got a fever.
Well, I know you. I think you're hot.
Yeah, right. Thank you, Joan.
I think your husband thinks you're hot too. So
yeah, really. Oh, don't get me laughing. All right. So
boys and girls, we are going to be we're about to take a break, but we're going to be talking about groups and consciousness. We're going to be talking about it from the perspective of consciousness and the power of groups, and also how to stay connected with groups, even if you're more powerful than they are. Actually, there's more to that, but we'll be taking a quick commercial break, and then stay tuned, because we're going to be going into heart space and talking about groups and consciousness in a state of grace.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com. You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
I'm your host, Joan, along here with Janet, and we are talking about groups and consciousness.
Yeah, what's the power of a group, right? You and I notice that all the time. That's why we enjoy our meetups and we enjoy our play groups and whatever we might meet. When more than one gathers, things can happen. Not that they wouldn't happen when you're by yourself, but there is that added statement that says we are together in this. And that's a very powerful dynamic. And we don't treat that lightly. Well, we do treat it lightly, but we appreciate it from a very deep place. So I think all of us enjoy community. So.
Yeah, and actually, you know, we're born into groups, you know, you can't get away from groups. You're influenced by groups. They're the groups that you may not realize that you've chosen. You know, you feel like you didn't, which is not true, because as consciousness, you did choose. You chose your family grouping. You chose the country that you're in. And then there are also groups that you do choose to gather with, like coming to a meetup, so to speak, or you're choosing a certain school or religious affiliation. Some people don't feel like that's a choice either. So in all of those different things, they can be tremendously supportive, and they can lift you up, and they can move you forward on your path or help you in your consciousness evolution. But then there are also ones that might hold you back just a little.
Well, that's the challenge, right? When we're born into clans, which is kind of family that we're talking about, and you can think of so many different stories through history and in fiction and wherever it might be about the power of you're a member of this clan, so you can't be with that clan. And so it's a real dynamic in society, and I think we need to pay attention to it. So shall we get people into space and then we can look at this, or where
yes.
are
we yes. at? I think everybody join us on the elevator and let's go down.
Let's go down. So, and everyone, so here's the power of the group, right? We have listeners in the presence with us. We have listeners that haven't heard us yet, but we're all coming together and deciding to connect. And in our work as consciousness, there is no time or space. So we just allow for that to be real in this very expansive state. And you can connect and feel one another. And that's usually what Joan and I are tracking, is the information that we're aware that's resonating there from those around us, whether they're next to us or whether they're across the sea. So for those of you that are just joining us, this is our chance to access heart-centered awareness. You can call it the all, you can call it universe, you can call it source, you can call it God, you can call it whatever you like, but it is the place where you and I are one. So, as Joan suggested, let's go for the elevator today. So, put aside whatever it is that you're doing and when you're listening to us, and just take your intention that you're going to just drop down and access all of us. So let's see what that feels like today. Yeah, all right, put those things down. Get yourself snuggy, comfy. And as you relax those shoulders, just notice an elevator in front of you and push the button for heart floor. And we use the term heart just as a location here, but also with what all heart embodies. So we're going to give it a physicality down into where you think your heart might be. Push the button, doors open, enter, push the button again, cling, or whatever that might be. And just lower, let yourself drop down. Ding, doors open, and just step out. And just notice what's going on around you. Is it a big empty building? Or if you go forward, do you notice all this wonderful? Go through the doors there. And there you're into this antechamber. All right. And it's an emotional terrain. Look at all the neat things that are in there, or the colors or the sensations. And just notice. Don't be attached. Don't be alarmed. Just go, oh, isn't that interesting? There we go. And then there's another set of doors. So go through those doors. There you go. And this is where heart is the core of all. This is where we are all bits and pieces. This is where we are consciousness and joined together. So allow yourself to feel that. There you go. There. So this is the state of grace. Warmth, support, non-judgment. This is full of potential. This is where things have not yet become something, but could become. So they haven't become yet. And then there's bits and pieces of information. Bits and pieces that you notice. So just be aware. Be relaxed. Notice you're still breathing. It's a great place to observe yourself from. If you turn around and you notice yourself, and you may notice someone next to you or have a sense of that. So maybe just notice how you have hold awareness of that. Could be a feeling or a sensation. And then notice someone on the other side. There we go. So, more than one is a group, I guess. Right, Joan?
That's a very interesting thing, because there's both, you know, there's physical groups and there's non-physical groups.
Yeah. How many do you need in order to have it called a group?
Well, and the thing is as consciousness, from the consciousness level, it's not even a group. I mean, you could say it's a collective, but it's...
Yeah.
Consciousness is unity.
Right.
So groups only do exist on these lower levels.
Right. because we are into separateness. Remember, we're individuals having a shared collective experience, and that's what consciousness is. So, just notice. Yeah, there we go. All right, what are we going to play with here?
So, well, let me see. We were going to talk about we could cut right to the chase, to the heart of the matter. I mean, we've talked a little bit about the juicy part, which is how to hang out with groups or how to stay related to groups, and yet, you know, be at a higher vibration or a clearer awareness, you know. So I think it can be pretty common about the groups that do help you grow and move forward. You know, going through school, each grade helps you grow and move forward. But, you know, it's not appropriate to stay at a fifth grade level if you're in high school. So, mm-hmm. you know, but, you know, let's say you grew up in a family that had really rigid beliefs, which were supportive in the beginning because they provided a stable foundation, so to speak. But, you know, as you grew and learned new things, you didn't quite fit in with your nice Christian Republican parents or whatever.
We're not picking on anyone.
Right. No, I'm speaking from personal experience. And so, okay. You know, so, you know, how do you go home at Christmas time when you know, you're a devout vegan Buddhist, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. That's true.
Jan's well, like, I have no idea. I'm in heart space and everything's glorious.
It's all about relationships, right? We're all in relating to something else as consciousness. This is how we observe ourselves. So what I'm aware of is sometimes the group will fit for a while, and that's what you're talking about, and then it doesn't. And you move on and we search for something else. We're looking for like. That's what we like. We want something that makes us feel good in some way. And that's the power of gangs, for instance. That's a group energy. And a lot of people in that scenario, that's where they feel a sense of connection in family, right or wrong. And then there's church. And then there's school. Then there's work. And in some of these situations, there's lots of people involved, and you may like some of them, you may not like some of them. So then it becomes about the leader. It becomes about the principal. It becomes about what the mission is. And you get to choose how you relate to that. I think what's also important is that we seem to break ourselves up into leaders and followers.
Yes.
Well, I think life and what has happened in consciousness and the expansionness, and where we don't really feel good about leadership, you know, and it doesn't matter the politics, is because we're learning to self-lead. So right. We don't have this dominant image to go, oh yeah, that's it. We're breaking free of that. This is all about self-leadership and this timing, I'm thinking, and feeling. And so the only way we can do that is by accessing this place within us that we each have. And some of us choose to listen to ourselves, and some of us choose not to. And some of us choose to do it some days and then not some days. So it's self-leadership. We are each as powerful because our informational, our fields are rippling out. And so we have this aura, and then we go beyond that. And we all have an area of influence. And it's how you relate to your idea of influence. And if you think that's a good thing, or if you think that's a negative thing, or however you're framing that information, you are just as powerful as a world leader. And I think this is really, now, everybody's got a different dynamic organized into them about how they experience their own sense of self and power and empowerment. And so there are some people you get next to and you go, whoa, okay. And then there's some people you go, whoa, where are they? I don't even notice them. So we're all at different places with this. And I think it's easy to follow. You know, sometimes you just want someone to tell you what to do. Let's confess. You know, I don't care how strong a person you are. Sometimes it's just nice to let go. And then there's those places where some people live that way, right? So we're all powerful.
Yeah, and so I keep coming back to the fact that you are consciousness.
Yeah.
Having a physical experience.
Right.
As consciousness, you have created the body. You've also created your personality. You've created the scenario. So really, you are the most powerful person in your reality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are the creator, mm-hmm. as consciousness. So if you are experiencing being powerless in something or over something or whatever, you are creating that powerless experience.
And that's your active power.
Yes.
Right. See, an act of power doesn't have to be, you know, knocking doors down. It's receiving, receding, receding. That's a same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, you know, groups are on this level of reality, and they are actually interactive patterns, I would say, that. Mm-hmm. And we have collectively created groups. Oh God, I'm contradicting myself. Because this world is a world of dichotomy. It is a world of contradictions. You know, mm-hmm. so it's challenging because I want to communicate to everyone as consciousness. And when we're in heart space, you know, we are really feeling that unity. We're feeling mm-hmm. you drop into heart space like we're in, then you're not feeling conflict. So I must not be in heart space because I'm feeling conflicted with the topic.
Oh boy. Here, I'll just
here we go. So I mentioned earlier, okay. with this whole issue is that really we are in a time of accelerated awareness where we are all our own inner leaders, and we can participate as a leader in a group of other leaders. It's not that old paradigm of power where one person has all the power and nobody else has any. It's a much more democratic experience of consciousness and form.
Well, and I think that's one thing that's been so exciting about the internet and technology is now you have groups of people able or individuals meeting up as a group who don't even know or see each other, but are on the same party line, basically, right? And they're thinking globally. So they're covering what might have been just a little neighborhood before or just scattered energies are now being able to find and make this grid of awareness. And I think we're really commenting on that in whatever the new age has been for the last 20 years or whatever, is you see people able to participate, meet other individuals, you know, whether it's Facebook or Google or whatever it might be. And all of a sudden you're communicating with someone who's very far away, that would have been a pen pal or maybe never in years past. And the immediacy of that, you can really start to notice it. So I think people can start, are sensing different levels of awareness that maybe haven't been available before in consciousness. You know, it's really, oh, hey, hello, I see you over there, and I see me over there, and I see me over there. Maybe that's part of the nature of expansiveness.
Well, we are always longing for the essence of who we are, and mm-hmm. we create technology to replicate our experience as consciousness. Mm-hmm. So you know that's why we feel fulfilled on a really hard to explain way when we connect with people around the world, because we're really connecting with the essence of humanity, which is really reconnecting with ourselves.
Mm. That's a nice way to look at that.
Yeah, I'm deep sometimes.
I knew that about you, Joan. Hey, we got a notice that someone's on line 5. Is that someone for us to talk to?
Yeah, it sounds like it. Hey, Charlene, come on down.
Oh, our pleasure. What can we help?
I love the topic you guys are doing tonight about groups. Matter of fact, I just wanted to share a little bit regarding the groups. I was actually thinking about this over the past 2 days. And maybe this can give a little bit of, you know, insight or, you know, food for thought, perhaps. But a couple years ago, I had a what they call a Life Between Life sessions. It's a training by Dr. Michael Newton of the Newton Institute. Well, during the course of my sessions, one of the things, of many things, was I was presented in front of the what's known as the Elders Council, perhaps, you know, like a life review, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Were you out of body at this time?
Long story short. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Well, it's that if you're talking, it sounds like you were out of body. Was this an out of body experience?
No, not at all. It's a very relaxation technique. The sessions involve the past life experience, and you attain to a certain state of consciousness, I guess you could say, where you experience your eternal self, your soul self. You know, yes, we incarnate down here, you know. Without getting too technical, you know, we return home, so to speak.
Okay.
So as a being, as a soul being, as an eternal being who incarnates down here or other places, you know, you have a certain characteristic, a certain, you know, degree of traits, your own traits. You're unique, but you're still part of, you know. The system, the process, you know, you're learning, you're growing, you're experiencing. And when we incarnate down here, you know, this is the hardest school, you know, to try those lessons, to see if you actually, you know, get a passing grade or whatever, you know, because in my opinion and shared by others, you know, you come down here incarnated with a certain plan, let's say, you know, you'd like to maybe experience or learn more about A, B, and C. So you come down here and you give it a go, you know.
Uh-huh.
But back to the groups thing, this from my experience, I was able to experience what I call my higher self, or, you know, the eternal Charlene, of course, you know, just because that's my name, it's just easier to translate that way, but I was able to experience a group, what they call a soul group, and I learned what the contracts were between several of these members of my group. For example, with my father, just briefly, I realized that before we were born here incarnated, that we agreed to do some things. He agreed to help me learn more about forgiveness, and I in turn helped him learn something.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a soul agreement, you know, for members of my soul group. Now that I experienced this firsthand, it's not like someone told me. I actually went through these sessions, the Life Between Life sessions, and experienced this firsthand. But what I wanted to share with you also was my partner also did the sessions, and what was really remarkable is that her experience supported mine. Now, we are, as I said, different souls, you know, with our own traits and uniqueness and power, as you were. So when we shared our experiences going through this, her view or her experience, her vision or whatever you want to say, her sessions, as I mentioned, supported aspects of mine. And in actuality, we, made an agreement to come together in this incarnation. But
okay.
The super, super amazing, cool thing that one of the things I learned was, as far as groups go, she had indicated through her session that I, as a soul, you know, tended to go from group to group more so than most, which I didn't really know what that meant until, of course, you know, further discussion or insight or contemplation or intuitiveness, whatever you want to say. What it comes down to is, as souls, from what I've experienced, we have certain traits, specializations, and one soul might focus on, for example, my partner. She was like a caretaker of new souls. I know this might be really far out there. Some people might be creators of stuff. Some people might focus on.
So, Charlene, what I hear, I mean, I hear that you're talking about that each of us that will have unique purposes for being here. So in the interest of time, could you sort of bottom line what you're saying to us, the question that you have or thing to say?
Absolutely. So in regards to the groups, yes, you didn't want to be contradictory, like, you know, what you mentioned earlier, you know, microcosm, but as a individual soul, you know, we do make contracts with each other to come down here in groups. And when we fulfill certain aspects of those contracts, you know, you have a resonance of feeling, okay, that you come to an understanding, okay, that you have fulfilled your purpose or you have fulfilled a lesson or you have helped this other individual in the group. And now you get to take a step away, you know, so it's a resonance that you would feel within yourself to say, thank you very much. You know, it was a great pleasure to learn A, B, and C with you. And now you can progress to a different area as well. So the same here, same down here as is above. So it's all a matter of A, taking the benefits, good, bad, they both have value from your experiences. And within everything, good and bad, there are your lessons. And, yeah, it's kind of hard down here identifying just what is the lesson. So that's usually the first, you know, step towards that resolution is just what is it I'm supposed to learn from this particular situation in this group, perhaps, or you know, individually, but I know you guys were talking about groups.
Yes,
so
well, thanks, Charlene. Because
I got to share this with you guys.
Yeah, that's
thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Charlene. What I wanted to say was, yeah, that's very supportive of what we were just talking about, that you can be in groups for a while and you need to be able to have the recognition within yourself that, oh, now it's time. I got what I needed, and there's no judgment in that. Okay. Yeah. So, and that's real important. And then you get the group that may go, oh, but you have to be with us. And then you go, well, but I'm kind of moving on and doing things. And there can be that pull and push like that. So thank you for sharing, and keep listening, because I think we're on track. And what Charlene has mentioned in the way that she references consciousness and how it works and her experiences of it, we're all kind of talking the same thing. We just look at the mechanisms might be a little different. And Joan and I come from a particular kind of slant with consciousness and as consciousness technologies. And there are lots of different ways to be in this field. And if you just notice, it's all heart. Right? It is. You can have differences. You can have different senses of consciousness in there. Some traditions show lots of different things. All of it is viable ways to look at stuff. So we're just playing. And I will comment that, you know, it takes a while sometimes to learn that this is about fun. you know, we kind of set it up that life is hard, and I kind of given that one up and going, whoa, all right, let's just have fun. And you're great for that, Joan. You know all about consciousness is fun.
Well, you know, and the other thing is I've kind of reframed my experience of what Earth is, that it's not, you know, the physical planes, I don't see it anymore as a school to learn lessons, because when you come in as consciousness, there isn't anything for consciousness to learn except maybe just how to, you know, how to ride this particular body. Mm-hmm. But you think about all the learning that does happen on the playground. So, yeah. You know, because there's this idea that school is hard or lessons are hard or anything like that. But when you're out on the playground, you are just having fun. So really it is more of a kindergarten experience here on this planet.
Totally. So, and I want to remind people, you know, their old way of thinking would be a hundredth monkey principle. And I've always been a firm believer in that. And a lot of people go, oh, it's just an urban myth. And it doesn't really matter what it is about. It speaks to energy that finds a rapport with another state, and a quantum shift happens. Something can happen. I like to think that my world works that way. I like to think that I become aware of something, or I feel someone else's awareness, something, it connects in me, and now there's two of us, and then now there's more of us. And that's exactly what you and I came to do in presenting this show, Joan, is that we had a certain reference and we said, whoa, okay, let's connect that and share that with others, and let's see what happens in that. And, you know, we're reaching, hopefully, it doesn't really matter. We're reaching other individuals who are treasuring this space that we create here for everyone. So, and we're doing it, and we're building a resonance, and that's important.
You know, you bring up a really good point, because the internet has created an entirely different experience of group.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You can feel a strong connection and a strong part of a group and not be physically near them at all. You know, you can have a connection with everybody around the world and have this international grouping of people you've actually never really met in person.
Well, but that too could have issues with it, right? The thing in meaning in heart space that is active, that we're aware of here, is that there is a deepness, there's a sincerity, there's a sacredness. And I got to be honest, what I find on the internet is not always deep, sacred, or honest. And so it feels different to me. I have a different reaction to that. Now, that's not to say that it can't be there, you know, because you can find the group and you can do the webinar and you can do these different things. But there seems to be a lot of energy that I have to sort through.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I check stuff that way. And I think we all need to have some boundaries about that. And, you know, something can be put on and you don't know. So I go with where I feel myself to be, where in that state of rapport, I'm more inclined to be open about it, right? There's an openness here. We're inviting people to feel inherently a safeness in showing up in this space. And it's easy to do when you're in your home and you're, you know, and the joy of being out there in the big world and feeling stuff. Yeah. I think it feels nice. All right. Okay. And it looks like we're getting on our time where it's time to come back out, everybody. Yeah. So just notice. Just relax. Continue to relax. Maybe look at yourself again from out there in here. See if you see yourself waving at yourself. I see people waving.
That's great.
I love it. Okay. So come back in. There you go. And notice that antechamber now in the emotional terrain. Yeah. Oh, you know what? There's some yellow daisies right there. And just pick those up. Shake them off and take them with you as you go back to the elevator. Push the button up And I think it's Mark Daily Life. I don't know. You see your button. See what your button says. And doors open. Go in. Just notice how good you feel as you start to come up. Door ding. Doors open. And what'd it be like? What kind of a day is it out there? Maybe you're going home. You got your daisies. And just enjoy life. I think that's really very precious. Just enjoy life.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine's back up to street level, so I'm so I'm out of my comfy clothes and I've got my shoes on. So notice that when you come out of heart space, you can still hold that good feeling that we've all had together. That good feeling still stays with you, and you can carry that with you out into your daily life. In fact, you can carry it out through our next commercial break because we have more to talk about. So you've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and stay tuned because after this message, we'll be talking more about groups and consciousness outside the state of grace.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan, along here with Janet, and we have been talking about groups and consciousness and all sorts
personal
of
power.
Yes. Personal power.
Definitely. You know, what they took was the daisies. The daisies can be the symbol of heart and where you just want everybody. But the truth is that was real, and it is still real. And it's just your awareness and referencing back and forth to whatever you were experiencing. So as we go back to daily life and we think, oh, I can't be. No, yes, you can. Just look at the daisies. They're still there with you. And it's all about noticing how you are in your world. And you can lead the group. You can be the group. You can be in a group. There's all kinds of positioning we can take in life and maybe be a little more open-minded and come from more from a heart-centered awareness about participating in things. And sometimes they're great. You know, they take you someplace you wouldn't necessarily go by yourself or do on your own. And it's nice for that support. And that can work two ways. So, or many different ways. So, just we want to offer that we are all one on the level of heart-centered awareness. And there are others around you. And being with that.
Yeah, and you're senior, you know, as consciousness, you are senior in your own space. You are the authority of your life. And from that perspective, you can still participate in groups, but you don't have to give up space to them. You know, you don't have to give up your seniority to a group leader. You can be there because, you know, you appreciate and participate in the group information. And you can definitely let somebody, you know, steer the boat if you, you know, want to be sitting in the engine room. But you know, we're beyond those days where there is somebody is the boss of you.
Well, and a good point, kind of like what Charlene was talking about, and thank you, Charlene, for joining us, is that in a group dynamic, everybody has a role to play. And the roles can change. And you may be the quiet one in the group and not realize that you're provide what you provide. There might be someone who's very loud, and they provide something also. And that's really important in group dynamics, because you really have a lot. If you're open to allowing the group energy, the dynamic that happens when you come together, and you can just really play that energetically. You can just go, okay, that seems to be a little irritating. What if that could be a little different? And if you're in that space of heart, you're not out there to have an agenda to hurt, harm, mean, whatever, because that's not part of that. You're just there how to best effectively make this group come together in a way that serves us all. And if you start having that approach, I can guarantee those dynamics are going to start to change in that group. And yeah. it's because you were there to observe it, to notice it, and say, oh, we could use a little kick here. And that's a very important thing to do.
Yeah. So if you want a little bit more of a kick, you can join. There's a couple groups that we have coming up. We have a group tomorrow. Do you want to tell them about that?
Our free conference call, 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, everybody. If you're any place, call in and be part of the group. And it'll really focus around you and what you got going on in your life for an hour. And we have they're just so heartwarming.
Right.
Heart-centering. But they really, the sincerity that shows up is just so marvelous. So join us at Conscious with Joan and Janet at gmail.com to sign up for that. And if you can't participate right then, Joan will be sending out a copy of what we do. So
the recording.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's Thursday, October 15th, and we do these every month. Tomorrow, October 15th at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And you can just get on the list, and we'll send you out the phone number, and we'll send you out a reminder of when it is next month as well. Unusually, so we are doing a workshop together in Tacoma this coming Sunday. I'm really excited about it because you and I have been doing our show for a year and a half now.
Almost, long time.
Yeah. And so this is the first time you and I have shared the stage together and strutted our stuff and worked our magic on people.
We'll be right next to each other.
Right.
And not 157 miles apart. Yeah, I love it.
Singing the song side by side. And you will learn consciousness techniques for navigating your life. You'll learn, you know, what is going on in this shift of consciousness, why it's going on, how it's going on, how you can navigate it, and lots of really groovy things.
Definitely good stuff to do. And then check, you can join us at any of our meetups if you're local to us. Mine's Tuesday evenings here in Portland, Oregon, and you can find about that on Meetup or on my website. And or email me at janetb@janetandbeyond. And Joan's doing the Northwest up there. Tell them all about those.
Right. Boy, so I do monthly meetups in Seattle, Tacoma, and Olympia. And then I also, at least once a month, I will do an advanced consciousness techniques workshop. Except this month, we're doing it as a duo. Jan and I are doing it this Sunday. And if you aren't able to attend one of these face-to-face, I do have recordings of consciousness techniques available for order on my website. And I also, if you're interested in working with Unseen Help to help accelerate your growth in your business, you can also get a recording for that on my website too. So my website is joan-newcomb.com. And your website, Janet?
Would be janetandbeyond.com, all spelled out one word. And we want to invite you to subscribe. We're on YouTube now. So you can get pretty much a lot of our recordings are posted up under Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, correct?
I
think that's what it is. And like us and get on our Facebook, Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, I think it is. And join in and let us know what is interesting to you for us to pursue and maybe consider. If you need help with clarity of terminology that we might use, or dropping accessing in. A lot of people say dropping in because you have a sense of dropping, but it's accessing is what it is, a non-directional kind of information. So if you need some help in those ways, please feel free
email
to email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com, and we will be happy to answer questions and get it up on the air here with people. And,
right. I'm going to translate what Janet just said in using different words to say the same thing, which is if you have questions, if you have topics that you'd like us to talk about or things you'd like to know more about, please email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com or drop us a note on Facebook or Twitter. At Joan and Jana on Twitter or Conscious Conversations with Joan and Jana on Facebook. And we can talk about it on the air. And we will actually even mention your name and make you famous for 15 minutes. So,
or if you don't want to be famous, we don't have to mention your name.
or you can call in anonymously. Just heavy breathe for us like Janet's doing right now. So, and it sounds like she's gone into a coughing spasm, right?
Are you? Yeah, still? Right. I'm back.
Okay, you're back. So, and a reminder that we are going to be changing to a different time and day in November. First week of November, we'll start on Tuesday mornings at 11 p.m. Pacific. So a whole new group of people can access us that way. And you can always get us in the archives. You can get us as a podcast or you can get us on YouTube.
And I do want to mention to all who might have noticed that I have a slight hoarseness to my voice, all right, is I have been dealing with some stuff. And I'll call it stuff because if I put a label on it, then you have to buy into those realities, and that's not always useful. So in an hour before we started recording the show, I was with Joan going, I don't know if I can make it. Okay, but what I do know after years of doing this is that when you feel poopy, there's a good word for you, and you're not quite sure how you're feeling, join in the power of a group and join in heart space. And that's what happens. And because I had a fever breaking when we came to air, and I just feel kind of just really mellow right now, and I can just feel the difference of where I have been earlier today. And I want to offer everyone that. This is, you get beyond your limited sense of self, and you access consciousness, and you go, oh, okay, that's how we do this. So I want to invite all of you to, whenever you feel not so great, turn on one of our podcasts and join us, and I bet things change for you. So thank you all. Appreciate it. Yeah, bye-bye.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations through Joan and Janet, and we'd like to thank you all for joining us in consciousness, expressing, and evolving.
Been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.